Hey everybody, and welcome back to this week's episode of Life as a Sex Worker Navigating Sex, Marriage, and Motherhood. I am your host and favorite dominatrix, Anastasia Senpai, and we are here this week talking about exposure. So when I say exposure, we're talking about the risk of exposure via doxing and also the exposure of your craft when it comes to your children and your partner. So this actually came up in a discussion in a group full of doms. We were just kind of all talking and just asking questions, just trying to get different opinions about things. And one thing that came up is, how do you deal with protecting your children as a sex worker? How do you deal with protecting your children if someone recognizes you, or if someone is exposed, or another student, another teenager or something like that is exposed to your content in any capacity, and how that has an effect on your children, how to combat that. And so I guess for me, I don't really think a whole lot about it or give a whole lot of thought about it because of how I was raised and also how I talk to my children about things like sex and sex work. But we are going to talk about, you know, doxing and how it's harmful, how that affects the people around you, your partner, your children, how to combat that, how you can really kind of get that conversation started with your partner, with your children, and honestly, how you can minimize the risk of exposure. So yeah, let's get into it today. So for those of you who don't know, a lot of people within sex work, and I know I've said this on previous episodes, a lot of people that are in sex work, they have full-time jobs, they have families, they have partners. A lot of them are married or coupled or partnered with long-time partners and things like that. And sometimes their partner knows what's going on. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes their children knows what's going on. Sometimes they don't. And the thing about doxing is that is a way that someone essentially exposes the true identity of a person. So it doesn't just, it's not necessarily specific to sex work. It can happen anywhere. So if somebody goes by a different name online, like if they play video games or something, they play on, you know, the PlayStation Network and they have a username or a gamer tag or something like that, and somebody tracks them down and exposes their address or phone number or their personal email address or something like that, that is considered doxing. And that is extremely harmful for a number of reasons. Obviously, when, which is so sickening, but you have people on the internet that may feel a certain way or have a certain opinion, and they will regularly, bully people online. There is a lot of cyberbullying out here. And there are a lot of people that are really not in their right mind, and they threaten people. And so when enough people jump on that bandwagon, your safety can really be put at risk when somebody doxes you and exposes, you know, personal private information about you. And while that can be physically harmful for you as a person, it can also bring harm to those closest to you. So for me, people know that I'm a mom, I'm a wife, and my husband has a wonderful job. He has a wonderful vanilla job. He works full time. And, you know, there is a risk that if someone, not that I think his job would care, but there's a risk that goes along with if someone were to expose who I am to someone higher up within his organization, that could negatively affect him. Same thing with my children. If a teacher or if a a staff member were to see my OnlyFans or to see my Twitter or something like that and bring that to the attention of the staff or someone who really meant to do harm to me or my family, they could possibly leak that information to other parents, and parents maybe, well, we don't want someone that's like that around our kids, or, you know, and people do the absolute most, even when it has nothing to do with their family or their children or anything like that. And I know there's been multiple stories of like a mom having an OnlyFans and they have high school age children, and someone at the high school saw their content and now they're, you know, making fun of the, you know, the sex worker's kids, saying, oh, your mom is a whore, or she does this or she does that. And so it can definitely have a negative effect on your children. One thing that I kind of tell people all the time, though, is the best way to combat that is to really focus on having sex positive education. Sex positive education. If you live in a conservative state, obviously they're not going to get that in school, but it's really not the school's job to provide that. So for me, I always tell my, you know, I tell my kids in age appropriate ways, where they are developmentally, making sure that I'm explaining things in a way that they can understand, letting them know, hey, you know, things like your, any part of your body, every part of your body is a private part. Nobody should touch anything, you know, nobody should touch you in any capacity without your consent. So while a lot of people think that I'm crazy, you know, I always ask my kids, hey, is it okay if I give you a hug? Is it okay if I give you a kiss on the forehead, whatever? And I made that a habit so that when my kids go anywhere without me, or where they are in situations where they are in someone else's care, they can A, be very vocal about their boundaries, about how they're comfortable, what they're comfortable with, but also if something were to happen, be able to properly articulate what happened. So when I say sex positive and body positive education, that means not using nicknames and pet names for body parts. So, you know, don't call a vagina a cookie, you know, call it what it is. It's a vagina. That's the physiological scientific term, well, not the scientific per se term for it, but explain to your son or daughter what their body parts are, you know, their function, and letting them know it's not okay for anybody, even people that you know, it's not okay for anyone under any circumstance to touch you or to do anything to you without your consent. And so really focusing on being body positive with them will, while it doesn't combat the actual risk of being exposed to them, your content being exposed to them, what it does, it allows them to take what people say with a grain of salt. So for me, I definitely explain to my children, hey, you know, the activities that two consenting adults do with each other, it's fine. And I try to tell them, like, hey, when two adults consent to certain activities, if you find it weird, that's fine. It's not for you to participate in. You know, for me, while I don't think there's anything wrong with fisting, I'm not in the business of fisting people, but I'm not going to say, oh my God, that guy wants to be fisted by his wife and his wife actually wants to do that to him. That's so wrong. Hell no, there's absolutely nothing wrong with it. It's two consenting adults doing what they want to do, what makes them comfortable, what makes them happy, and they're not harming anybody. So that is where everything really starts. It really starts with education. So really, and that also ties in with being polyamorous as well. A lot of people ask, do your kids know? Do your kids know? And we give things to them in bits and pieces so that we don't overwhelm them. With our oldest, who is a teenager, you know, I took a trip with him, a solo trip with him, so that he and I can bond. And, you know, we had a good time and went out to eat and went, you know, on little tours and stuff like that in a completely different state. And, you know, I talked to him and said, hey, buddy, now that you and I are able to bond and kind of talk, I wanted to talk to you about some things that your dad and I decided on and that we discussed. And at first he was kind of freaking out, like, oh my God, are you guys getting divorced? And I'm like, hell no, we're not getting divorced. And so he was like, oh, okay, cool. Then whatever it is, I'm sure it's fine. And, you know, I explained to him, you know, the reason I explained to him first what polyamory was. And then I also explained to him why his dad and I chose to go on that journey together and what that would look like for not just me and his dad, but also for our family, and understanding that there may at some point, not anytime soon, but there may at some point come a time where I introduce a partner to our family, because this is not something that we see as shameful, and we want to make sure that everybody knows what's going on so that our kids are not confused. Because obviously when they were younger and when my husband and I were newly married, we were very much monogamous, and we did not understand the lifestyle and understand polyamory. And we didn't quite understand why monogamy was just so weird feeling to us. But of course, we did all our discovering and all our, you know, we did all the hard work early on so that we understood exactly what we were looking for, exactly what we needed, and exactly how we wanted to pursue different relationships and what we wanted our dynamic to look like. And so we worked through all the hard stuff that you have to work through and broke a lot of those toxic monogamous habits before we even decided to jump into polyamory actively. And so essentially we started with having that conversation with our oldest son, and he was just like, okay, well, hell, if y'all happy, that's good. And you really have to make sure that the dynamic that works for you and your family, just understanding that your kids may not understand it at first, but you definitely need to include them, especially if it's going to have an effect on them at some point. Because I don't want my son to be like, oh, you know, somebody said they saw somebody else that wasn't my dad dropping you off, or that other guy gave you a kiss or something like that. You know, kids are going to talk. And of course, kids that are a part of monogamous, you know, not so sex positive families and not so body positive families are going to always have something to say about the things that they see that they think are out of the ordinary or not normal. And so we essentially talked to our kids individually and together about what polyamory looks like for us. And so while I don't tell my kids straight up, oh, mommy's a dominatrix, she humiliates, you know, people for money, and she, you know, hits people with whips and all kinds of other stuff for money, I don't go into nitty gritty details like that. But I do let them know, hey, when two adults are doing things, two consenting adults are doing things, it's fine. You know, when they are both safe and they are both, they both consented to that activity, it's fine. And you don't need to look at it as like, oh, it's a weird thing. And although you may not understand it, it doesn't make it bad. We also really keep that communication, that line of communication open with our kids about sex. So, you know, telling them like, hey, it's very normal for you to feel this type of way when you see this young lady, or it's very, you know, normal for you to feel this type of way when you see this young man. And, you know, even with our daughter, who has expressed to us like, oh, maybe I feel differently about girls than I do with boys. And I'm like, hey, that's not a problem at all. Like, you don't get in trouble for, you know, feeling what you feel. That's okay. And while it may not look like the norm with society, especially given that we live in a conservative state, so a lot of things that we talk about or we feel and we deem as normal may not seem normal to society, that's perfectly fine. So really just having that open line of communication with your children about not necessarily sex work, but about some of the things that encompass sex work, and just making sure that they understand the importance of safety and consent. And also understand that just because they don't understand it or they don't participate in it doesn't mean that it's a bad thing or it's an icky thing. So I feel like that's the first line of defense when it comes to minimizing the risk of exposing your children to your craft. I feel like for sure, apart from just being body positive and having that sex positive education within the home, but also making sure that you are being smart about how you do things. So for me, I have a separate phone for clients. I have a separate email for clients. Nobody knows where I live. Nobody knows where I work. I do not invite people into our private space, my private space, anything like that. So every time I meet someone, it is completely detached from my private life. So they are not part of my private life at all, nor do they have access to my private life at all. Also making sure that, you know, my alias doesn't actually tie back to me. I know a lot of people who will, you know, use their regular, you know, use their first name and it'll just be Mistress, whatever. So Mistress Diana, or which is perfectly fine. Everybody has to really see what they're willing to risk and also just kind of calculate the amount of risk there is for them. And it's a very individual thing. It changes from person to person. And that's something that everybody has to figure out on their own, but also just figuring out ways that you can minimize the risk. So like I said, for me, I have a separate phone. I have a separate email. I have tattoos, but they do not get exposed. You know, if you have birthmarks, you have noticeable things, just simply change those things, like cover those things up. You know, whether you choose to cover it up on the vanilla side or the spicy side, it doesn't matter. Just switch things up. But also just don't expose any of your private information. Don't tell people where you live. Don't tell people, you know, what city you in. Don't give people details like, oh, I was born such and such on the bayou at such and such time and yada, yada, yada. And I know people like to, I know this may not seem like a big thing, but it's not hard to figure out your information, especially with a lot of us who, you know, are deep into astrology and people like to talk about their, you know, sun, moon, and rising signs and all that stuff. The only way you can get that information is based off of where you were born, the time you were born, things like that. So just be mindful of that. Also, I know that a lot of people like to make, you know, real connections and things like that. For me, I don't anticipate having any like crazy, crazy deep connections where a sub has a look into my private life. That'll never happen because then I put my whole family at risk. Also, not showing people who don't consent, like on my social media, I don't put people on my social media that don't consent to it. You'll probably never see my kids on social media. You will never see my husband or my other partners on social media. You'll never see none of that, because then that puts them at risk. And then that also gives people another detail that they can tie in who I actually am. And it makes it easier for people to expose my actual identity. So really also making sure that when you are engaging with people, you know, whether it is, you know, Trist or Avian or wherever people can send you private messages, make sure you're not giving them any information about yourself. Don't tell them you're from Tallahassee and you moved to Miami back in, you know, 2010. And don't be telling them, oh yeah, I went to such and such. I graduated in this time. Like, they don't need to know what college you went to and all that stuff. Like, are you paying me for pegging you or nah? If not, we can move along. Let's go ahead and move along. So really, it's going to be about just being smart, making sure that also you are being mindful of the people that you are choosing to engage with. So for me, I have NDAs. I have NDAs, not only for myself. I really let subs know this is also for your protection. You know, if something happens, I don't want, you know, we want to make sure that neither one of us are responsible for the exposure of the other person. You know, I only share what we agree on sharing. If you are, you know, if you don't consent to being on camera without your face being covered or something like that because of whatever you have going on, your vanilla job, we know that we need to get you a hood. We know not to use any, you know, to cover up any identifying markers, things like that. You know, just be smart. Just be smart. But first line of defense when it comes to exposure with your exposure to your children, like if somebody sees what you're doing, talk to them before anything happens. Talk to them. You don't need to tell them, oh, mommy's doing X, Y, and Z on this, this, and that day. You don't have to go into the nitty gritty, but it's definitely worth it to have those sex positive and body positive conversations with your children so that it doesn't bother them if somebody says, oh, your mom was stepping on this guy the other day. Your mom was kicking this guy the other day. Or my dad said that your mom was on OnlyFans, or your mom has an OnlyFans. Or, like, I honestly feel like when you let your kids know that there's no shame in those types of things, those kinds of things don't bother them as much. And while I'm sure it can get annoying that people keep talking about it or people keep bothering you about it, it really comes down to making sure that you protect your children and say, hey, if this does bother you, please let me know. Please let me know. Because while they are not participating in any of the acts, it does have an effect on them if it gets around to somebody that they know or that know them. So really, making sure you're having those conversations. I know it can be it could be awkward for a lot of people, especially people who grew up with more conservative families, grew up in the church or have religious parents or whatever. So I know it can be an awkward conversation to have, but I think it would be more awkward and more detrimental to your child's mental health if you don't say anything and you're not talking, you know, frankly with your child about these types of things, and you're not having those sex positive conversations, and you're not having those body positive educational moments at home. Not having those, it's going to be even more detrimental when somebody does expose you to your child, if somebody does that. So while it doesn't happen, you know, every fucking day, it is a very real thing, a very possible thing. So really, the best way to minimize the fallout from it is to just have that conversation with your kids. Have that conversation with your kids about, you know, why you're doing it, you know, what that really means, and however much you want to expose, then okay. You know, I'm not going to be, you know, saying, you know, I'm not going to tell my teenage son that I'm smothering men, you know, while they got their nose in my asshole or something. Like, I'm not going to tell him that. But I do let him know, like, hey, I consented to this. This adult person consented to this. And this is my job. My kids have seen me walk out the house plenty of days with my dom bag, with my whips and stuff in it. And my kids have seen all kinds of stuff. But they also understand that I'm doing what I'm doing safely, you know, and they don't really have any issues with it. But definitely keep open communication with your kids. Definitely make sure that you're minimizing the risk by not exposing too much of your personal information. While it's not always necessary to use an alias, I highly recommend that you use an alias. And don't be using your nickname from, you know, from high school. You know, if your name Kiara, don't be like, oh, Mistress Kiki. Girl, we know you look just like the Kiki from high school that we went to high school with. We know who you are. Girl, don't do that. Protect yourself. Protect yourself. So maybe be a little more inventive with your name. Be a little more inventive with your persona. You know, be able to do that. Also, it's definitely worth it to have those NDAs. When y'all are meeting with people, I tell people all the time, you do have to supply your ID. I need to know that you are who you are, and I need to know that you're an adult, that you have age, because I'm trying to protect myself and protect you. So yeah, that is kind of the conversation we were having the other day, talking about, you know, minimizing the risk of exposing what you do to your children, but also how to minimize the negative effects if your child is exposed to your content at any point. Also, I don't put any of my content on my personal computer. I have a completely separate laptop for that, a completely separate hard drive for that, completely separate storage for that. I have multiple storage solutions, and I'm very fortunate that I have a team of people that I have an IT team, and they are able to make sure I have a closed source for my items. So if everything drops off my laptop, you know, I have 2-3 copies elsewhere, you know. So yeah, just make sure y'all are being careful. Make sure y'all are being careful and really just be honest and open about sex, honest and open about body positivity, because my kids are probably not going to blink twice if they see some titties or some ass. They probably won't blink twice, but that's because we've made the body such a normal thing in our house. Nobody flinches, you know, nobody's flinching if, you know, I need to adjust my titties at the house. And nobody's flinching if, you know, daddy needs to adjust his nuts at the house. You know, nobody's worried about it because they're like, oh, this is normal. So really just have those conversations and really start to take away the shame that is so deeply ingrained in American society when it comes to body. So yeah, when it comes to bodies, just start to really get rid of the shame attached to that. But yeah, that's it for this week. Next week, we're actually going to have my husband, my partner, Jay Daddy, on the show. We've had a lot of people ask how he feels about everything, how he navigates through this life and having with his wife being a sex worker, and how he navigates everything involving that. So we'll have him on the show next week, and I'm really excited about that. So yeah, I'll see y'all next week. Bye.